What's up, guys? Welcome to Passer Smash Men's Mental Health Edition. We're going to assess these characters on their mental health and decide pass or smash. Let's go. So we've got Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny has got some riz. I don't care what anybody says. Look at the way he stands. Look at the way he holds that carrot. Bugs Bunny, for some reason, I feel like he's just a Gemini. He's got real Gemini energy because he's like really charismatic and charming, but he's like always creating drama, even though he says he doesn't like drama. Like low-key toxic vibes, but no real red flags, so we're gonna say smash, but you only want like a one-night stand. Peter Pan! If you say yes to Peter Pan, you're immediately a pedophile. I mean, dude's like 14. Even when he's an adult, nobody likes a man with Peter Pan syndrome, okay? A dude who just never grows up, immediately pass. You need help. If you have Peter Pan syndrome, you need to see a therapist, and you need to get out of your mom's basement. Pass. Batman, he is so hot, but he has so many problems. We want to love Batman, but he's got an avoidant attachment style. He never calls you back. He isolates himself and then like plays the victim. Batman is like the type of guy who never gets you flowers, even though he's got $1 billion. Like he just puts in no effort, expects everyone to love him, and he's just bringing up his childhood trauma. Like he can't escape the past. He's got some narcissistic qualities, like you got a red flag, run away, red flag. Homer Simpson, honestly, Homer Simpson is definitely giving acoustic vibes. I mean, Marge, kind of like a predator. She's definitely giving Jenny from Forrest Gump. Like being in love with Homer Simpson is like marrying Forrest Gump. Like you want to love him because he comes off innocent because he's so dumb, but he also has anger issues and he's an addict. So toxicity all around. And Marge, she's just codependent. She's an enabler. She's enabling his bad behaviors and she encourages it, actually. So definitely pass. He's bad news. Sorry. We have Simba. I'm just gonna be so straight up, nobody's gonna like this. Simba is such I mean, he straight up, his dad was such a good leader. His dad was a daddy. Okay, Mufasa was a baddie and he led his son so well and his son just like let him down. However, in the end, he does choose to overcome his fears and accept his responsibilities. So we got to give him credit that he's willing to work through problems. I mean, like it took him a while, but at the end of the day, he showed up. So I'm going to say he gets a smash. I wouldn't personally, but I would say for most people, It's a smash. That's it for today's Smash or Pass Men's Mental Health Edition, guys. Let me know below what character you want me to analyze next.